Now, what you saw was synergy. Now, watch this. The reason why I insulted him and called him a wimp was to get him into a win-lose frame of mind. That was software in his head. And he got there in spades. Why did I do that? I want to show it doesn't take two people to think win-win. All it takes is one, not two. It's because he thinks win-lose that gives me the moral authority. Habit 5, seek first to understand. What is your interest, Mr. Harold? I sense you want a lot more productivity and sales. Yeah, what's this about, Max? What are you getting at? I see some ways to do that. I've told you, Max, don't break the rules. I sense also, Mr. Harold, you want the rules to be honored. That's important to you. Exactly. Otherwise, we'll get into the kind of problem last year we got into with that loose cannon out there doing dumb things. Now I'm being held responsible for this big $850,000 suit. That seems so unfair to you. Just keep listening within his frame of reference. That's habit 5, see? But then I don't like all this disempowering people and this getting on their backs all the time. What do you think? Now we got the spirit of mutual understanding. Okay, now look. Think win-win. Mutual respect. I'm thinking it. You're not. You want to put me down here, see? But the system rewards the number of times you put the other down, you get another dollar, see? But nevertheless, we're into an ego battle. But I'm not. So seek to understand you first. To gradually discover, I'm not going to flip you, trick you. All I have to say to you is, why don't we both win? Grudgingly, you did this for a second. Then you saw it fast. Now we're on the same page. Now we get efficient. We get both arms operating. We get a machine at night while we're sleeping. We are making money like you can't believe, see? That's synergy. That's what comes from developing a transformed relationship. We didn't transact, we transformed it. We came up with a solution that is better than. And it came through the Indian talking stick, the second point. In fact, you can start with the second one first if you want. So put the arrows there so it goes either way. And habits 4 and 6, and habit 5. This is a good man. Let's hear it for him. These two have learned a new way of going for synergy. You know what else? This impregnates their consciences. If they fall into the old trap, they'll violate their conscience. It'll be also very hard for them, if they've done this, to ever badmouth each other. Very hard. It would violate their conscience too much. You know why? Nothing is more bonding than coming up with a third alternative that is better. It's like a new child in a marriage. Nothing will bond the father and the mother more than the child. The most bonding thing. And that came from valuing the differences. So does this. It's because of the differences they have their strength. So that his voice can be run with, and his voice run with, and they are a harmonious duet. They have different strengths, different perceptions, different capacities. This, my friends, is the skill set of this new paradigm of release, of unleashing human potential that works with the knowledge worker market. And that's what produces it. I did this on the Oprah show one time, and I had to spend a long time with the producer, because every producer of every show is evaluated, just like her show is evaluated. Their careers are on the line. And one thing the producer said is, Oprah does not like to lose control. I said, it's absolutely necessary she loses control. Otherwise, if this isn't spontaneous, it won't work. I said, I promise you it'll work. It always works. You could take any situation in your organization, I could apply this. I've done it with abortion, with grain issues, environmental issues. Do those two steps, you can do it. Evil people, you can't do it with. You go for no deal right up front. But most people have enough basic goodness in them and good faith. They just are scared. They don't know what to do. They don't know how. They don't have the skill set. They're in the industrial model control set. They think formal authority. They don't understand moral authority. It's hard for them to learn it. Anyway, she finally agreed. And Oprah, I just attacked her no end. This is when she'd lost all that weight, had that trainer, and finished the book, Make the Connection, you know? You know, I really attacked her in front of 14 million viewers, and she just laid me down like that. I said, Oprah, why don't we both win? No way. I said, why not? You attacked me. I was raised on the street. No one talked. See, the software. See the lower road? It's always the software. It's selling your birthright, your capacity. Anyway, so I said, look, Oprah, let's let you win again. We'll just come up slowly and go down. I let you do that three or four times, see? Now you've got another dollar, Oprah, and I know how bad you need that. Up, down. It's very hard for people to learn this. Many people have never seen their parents even communicate except through fighting and flighting. Flighting is passive aggressiveness. Fighting is active aggressiveness. Or they both are actively aggressive and they yell at each other and then walk out and slam or whatever. See, the ability to have enough internal security that you can afford to listen until the other person feels understood. And then gradually to make your point until the spirit of synergy takes over. That's what creates the bonding. The fairness concept is so compelling when you have paid the price to understand another person that it will usually get them to buy into the ground rule. Let's say they don't, they interrupt you again. Immediately say to them, oh, there's more for me to understand. Keep listening. And then restate the fullness of their expression to their satisfaction.